presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look.
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's Superman.
Now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, who came to Earth from the planet Krypton and who walks about among ordinary men disguised as mild Clark Kent, star reporter. As you remember, Kent and Professor Thorpe have been engaged in a fierce struggle with Pete Escobar and his gang of Caribbean pirates over a $2 million treasure that lies in a sunken Spanish gold ship at the bottom of Octopus Bay. To reach the treasure, Professor Thorpe invented his marvelous diving bell, the Bathysphere, and Pete Escobar had made several attempts to seize it in order to reach the fabulous treasure, only to be foiled each time by Superman. But as our story continues today, we find Escobar striking again. Kent, Professor Thorpe, and Captain Maddox, skipper of Thorpe's boat, the Juanita, are standing on deck watching a fast speedboat loom out of the darkness. On board is Escobar's waterfront gang, armed to the teeth with revolvers and machine guns. What chance have Clark Kent and his friends? Listen.
Captain Maddox, can't we get up steam and escape?
Not a chance, Professor Thorpe. That speedboat's too fast. She does 20 knots to our cannon.
Oh, my life's work thrown away. Kent, isn't there something we can do?
Wait. I've got it, Professor. That small cannon Cleland fired at us. We can hold them off for that.
Yes. Yes, the cannon. I'll go with you, Kent.
All right. No. No, you stay here, Professor. I'll get one of the crew to help me.
Very well, but hurry up, Kent. For heaven's sake, hurry.
Now then, I'm out of sight behind the wheelhouse.
Time Clark Kent made a quick change to Superman. Not a moment to lose. I'll have to get to Escobar in his speedboat before he reaches the Juanita. Up, up, and away! Faster, faster. Escobar will start shooting soon. Lives mean nothing to him. He wants Thorpe's diving bell. Ah, there's the speedboat directly below and in front of me. Good thing they can't see me in the dark. I'll dive into the water. Down, down! Wait here underwater until the speedboat comes along. Ah, there it is. Now, up we go, right into the... Ah, that did it. Smashed the bow of the boat and capsized it. Dumped them all into the water. Now, back to the Juanita. Up, up, and away! Ah, there we are. Now, if I can find Professor Thorpe...
Kent!
Kent, where have you been? Hi, all over the boat, Professor. I looked high and low for that cannon, but I couldn't find it.
Well, fortunately, we don't need it now, Kent.
You don't need it?
No. Something miraculous has happened. Look out there where you last saw the speedboat.
Why, it's overturned.
Yes.
Stove in. Escobar and his thugs are in the water clinging to the wreckage.
Yes. It was a miracle, Kent. Nothing but a miracle. Just when I thought all was lost, their boat seemed to leap into the air. It turned turtle and threw them all into the sea.
Well, how do you suppose it happened, Professor?
I don't know, Kent. The boat must have struck a submerged log.
Oh, rather lucky for us, wasn't it?
Yes.
What are we going to do about those men?
Leave them there. They won't drown. They won't get anything worse than a good soaking.
But shouldn't we capture them, take them to the nearest port, and have them locked up?
Oh, it might be dangerous fooling with them in the dark. And besides, I can't afford any publicity. If I press charges against Escobar, the story of the sunken gold might come out.
Oh, then we're better off leaving them where they are.
Exactly, Ken.
Steam is up, Professor Thorpe. All ready to weigh anchor.
Very well, Captain Maddox. Now, get the ship underway. I want to take advantage of every second that Escobar and his men are held up. We must reach Octopus Bay and the treasure without a moment's delay.
Aye, aye, sir. We'll set a course for Octopus Bay under forced draft. All right, deck watch. Weigh anchors.
Aye, aye, sir.
Maddox.
Yes, Mr. Kent?
I was wondering, why do they call this body of water Octopus Bay?
It's a name the natives gave it, Mr. Kent.
Oh?
The waters hereabouts are full of the slimy creatures.
Well, say, in that case, isn't it a bit dangerous to send a diver down here?
It's dangerous, all right. But it's the only way we can locate and recover the gold.
What if the gold is 300 feet down? How can a diver withstand such terrific pressure?
Professor Thorpe took care of that. Invented an improved type of diving suit for Gleason. He'd be able to alternate. Work 10 minutes and rest 10 minutes in the bathysphere.
Yes, Captain Maddox. I have it. I have it.
Have what, Professor?
I figured out the exact location of the gold ship.
What?
Captain Maddox, look at this geodetic chart.
Yes, sir.
Draw a straight line from the very end of that point of land on our left to this spot I marked on the chart. Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
Go on, Professor.
Now, measure in on that line exactly 100 yards.
Got it.
By my calculations, the Spanish gold ship should be on the ocean bed precisely at that point.
Well, say, that's just about where we're anchored now, isn't it?
Well, yes, the one is almost directly above that spot, sir.
Excellent, Captain. Now, is the bathysphere ready to be launched?
All ready, sir. It's swung out over the side, prepared for submersion.
Then we start working immediately. I'm going to confer with the diver. Get the oxygen pump started. I'll be right back.
Gosh, I never seen Professor Thorpe so excited.
Well, there's $2 million in gold at stake here, Mr. Kent. I'm a little excited myself. I'll phone and get that pump started. Hello. Hello, Connolly. Start the oxygen pump. Mr. Kent, let me have that chart, please.
Oh, yes. Here it is, Captain.
Thank you. 50 fathoms deep here. 300 feet.
Yeah, that's a lot of water, isn't it?
It's too much for my peace of mind, seeing as how the octopus always lives in deep water.
Yes, Captain Mallard.
Professor Thorpe and Gleason the diver are over the bathysphere. Come on, Captain.
Captain Mallard, is everything ready?
Yes, sir. Oxygen pump is working. Should have built up enough pressure by now.
Very good, Captain. Now, you stay here on deck and supervise the lowering and lifting of the bathysphere. I'll go down with Gleason.
Aye, aye, sir.
Oh, say, hold on. What about me, Professor Thorpe?
You remain on deck with Maddox.
What? Kent.
Help him with the airlines.
Oh, now look, Professor. I want to go down with you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kent. It's not advisable. There may be danger.
I'm not afraid, Professor. Why, I wouldn't miss a trip to the bottom of the ocean for anything.
I'm sorry, Kent, but it's out of the question.
But, Professor, I've got to go with you. You know Editor White assigned me to cover the operation of your bathysphere. I've got to get a story on the submersion.
Story, eh?
Yes.
Well, come along, then. Right through the steel door. I owe Perry White and you a great deal.
Oh, thanks, Professor. Thanks.
Oh, one last thing, Captain Maddox.
Yes, sir?
We'll test the speaking tube and the airline at 50 feet.
Yes, sir. I'll be standing by for your call. Good luck.
Thanks, Captain.
Thanks, Captain.
All right. Let her go.
Into the murky green waters of Octopus Bay sinks Professor Thorpe's bathysphere. When the huge steel ball reaches 50 feet, it stops with a shudder and floats for a moment like a giant bubble. At the telephone, Thorpe signals the Juanita, riding at anchor above.
Hello? Hello, Captain Maddox?
Right here, Professor Thorpe. I can hear you perfectly. How's your air supply, sir?
It's perfect, Captain. All your meters registering correctly?
Everything okay up here, sir?
Good. Pay out the cables, Captain. We're going on down to the bottom. Slowly. Slowly.
Down, down through the eternal darkness. Further than man has ever gone before. 100 feet, 200 feet, 300 feet. Down into the inky dwelling place of the killer shark, the deadly octopus, and countless unnamed creatures of the deep. Gently, the huge bell settles on the bottom. In his diving suit, Gleason emerges from the bathysphere in search of the age-old Spanish treasure ship, leaving Kent and Professor Thorpe to close the steel safety doors behind him. Listen.
Professor, would you mind explaining how that safety chamber works?
Just a moment, Kent. As soon as Gleason leaves the outer door in his diving suit...
Okay. But how will you know when he does?
The green light on the control panel will flash. There it is. He's outside now.
Oh. Well, didn't the water rush into the chamber when he opened the outer door?
Of course, Kent. But I took that into consideration when I designed the bathysphere.
Oh, I see.
Seems a bit stuffy in here.
Yes, it does. But about the safety chamber, Professor?
Well, as you know, the chamber has an inner and outer door, both of them strong enough to withstand tremendous pressure. Right now, the space between them is filled with water.
Yes.
But when I press this white button on the panel, compressed air forces the water out of the chamber and closes the outer door at the same time.
I see.
Listen.
Oh, Professor Thorpe, it's amazing.
Eh? Well, what did you say, Kent?
I said your diving bell is it's a marvelous invention.
I'm glad you like it, Kent. But my throat seems dry. Hand me the water bottle, please.
Professor, is anything wrong?
It must be the air. It's heavy. My throat feels dry and hot.
Yes, it is growing hot. Here, have a drink.
Kent... Take a look at the oxygen gauge on the panel, quickly. Where's the needle?
The needle? It's on the red side.
Kent, the air is foul.
What?
No oxygen. Call Maddox. We're trapped.
Can't I?
Scott, he's collapsed. I'd better turn him over and loosen his collar. There now. Professor. Professor Thorpe. Professor, don't you hear me? Oh, good heavens, he's unconscious. Oh, this air. Must have gotten him. I'll have to call Maddox and tell him to bring the diving bell to the surface. Hello? Hello, Captain Maddox. Clark Kent calling. Funny, there's no answer. Hello? Captain Maddox. Captain Maddox. Strange, I don't hear any sound at all through this tube. I've got to reach him. I've got to get Thorpe up to the surface before this foul air kills him. It's even bothering me. Maddox? Captain Maddox? Hello? Hello, Captain Maddox?
Grim tragedy reaches its cold tentacles into the dark water at the bottom of Octopus Bay. What happened to the precious life-giving airline? And why has Kent been unable to reach Captain Maddox through the speaking tube? Had the lines been fouled by some marauding monster of the deep? How will Kent, even a Superman, save Professor Thorpe and Gleason the diver? Don't forget to tune in next time and follow the thrilling story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.